It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. More candidates are entering the Detroit mayoral race. State Representative Fred Durhall Jr. announced his plans to run for the office yesterday, and he joins us now. Representative Durhall, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
In the best of times, running a city the size of Detroit is incredibly challenging, but the city will be facing some considerable difficulties for some time to come. Why do you want this job?
Why do I want the job? I think it's a very good question. First of all, I grew up in the city of Detroit, and I've watched the city grow. I've watched the city decline. I've watched the city be in a crisis mode where it is right now. And I think that I've amassed over the 35 years I've been involved in public life some tools that will allow me to be able to sit as the leader of the city of Detroit.
What tools or skills do you believe you have that some of the other people who have expressed interest in running for the office don't have?
Well, one, first of all, I'm on the Appropriations Committee of the House of Representatives, and I have been since I've been in the legislature. And because of that, you get exposed to every aspect of the budget process, analyzing the budget, the monies that are coming into the state, for example, in terms of revenues. You also look at expenditures. You look at forecasts. You spend a lot of time with the numbers, and I think that's important. I think the mayor of the city of Detroit has to be able to deal with the numbers, in addition to having people who are experts at municipal finance to be able to report to them. I think if you're going to run the city of Detroit, you have to know what's going on in terms of budgeting in order to be able to fix some of the problems that are attendant to it.
As you imagine what Detroit needs to do to move forward, can you share two or three concrete ideas that you think would get the city back on firm financial footing?
I think what I'm seeing in terms of the consent agreement, for the most part, I don't have any difficulty with the consent agreement because it establishes what I think are some bulkheads that you have to make sure that the finance operations of the city are secure and that they are meeting certain objectives. One, you need to be able to make sure that your revenues are intact. And there has to be a plan for taking the revenues that you have and applying them across the city to be able to provide services that need to be provided. I think it's crazy for you not to know what your costs are for fire and police and be able to make adjustments in budgets to allow yourself to get there. The priorities of a city has to be public safety first and then balancing budgets and all of that kind of stuff later.
You can't force people to move to the city. So no. How do you address that issue of revenue?
I think the way you address the issue of revenue is that you have to, one, look at your revenue sources. The question is, can they be enhanced? Are we collecting the taxes that we're supposed to collect in the first place? You know, just like I've done here in the state, I was a strong proponent as chair of general government subcommittee on appropriations of us having a tax amnesty program in the state of Michigan. We were told when I first brought it up that they would only be able to collect, between $4 and $8 million. Well, they ended up, after doing it, with almost $200 million that was collected out of the amnesty program. Now, you can't do that every year, but certainly if you haven't been collecting the taxes that you should have been picking up, you've got people out there getting away with not paying their fair share of taxes. That's money that comes back to the city that can be used as revenue sources. Additionally, we need to go out and get more federal grants than we have been able to do. But you got to be able to get those grants, and you have to be able to manage them and spend the money for the purposes upon which you went and got it. Otherwise, you're going to end up returning money. Here's a city that's $200 million in the hole, and it returns $180 million in federal money. I don't get that.
As you know, the mayor of Detroit does not work in a vacuum, and there has been a rather tenuous relationship between the mayor's office and the city council for some time. What would be your approach to city council?
I think that's another aspect that makes me more superior, I think, as a candidate than others. I'm a legislator. The city council is a group of legislators. And so we kind of speak the same language, if you will. As mayor, I think the best way to start is to bring them in from the very beginning and let them help you shape policy in a manner that we all can come out of that room with something that all of us can agree to. Now, having said that, there is going to be times when you disagree with them and they're going to disagree with you. But if you keep the channels of communication open, and if you are honest and open with your communications to them, I think that you can come out of there with mostly agreements. I would not be looking toward having a war with city council. In fact, I'm the guy who probably is best suited to have a cooperation with city council that would be superior, I think, to other people.
Finally, considering Detroit within the context of the entire state of Michigan, as mayor, how much of a priority would it be to build relationships beyond the border of the city? Do you think that's important?
I think we can all look at former Mayor Dennis Archer, who I thought was very good at reaching out, not only in this region, but other regions of the state as well, to touch people and talk to them, to explain to them what the city of Detroit was all about, to welcome them to come and be a part of the city of Detroit. Listen, this is the biggest city in Michigan, and because of that, we cannot afford to create an island in the city of Detroit. We function in this state with other folk, with other counties, and I would expect to get along with L. Brooks Patterson and the other county executives and folks on things that are going to be good for the city of Detroit and good for the state of Michigan. You got to have a great relationship with the governor. Now, that doesn't mean the governor dictates the policies of the city of Detroit, but it means that we cooperate with each other, understanding that we both bring something to the table and that what hurts the city of Detroit hurts the state of Michigan. What helps the city of Detroit also helps the state.
State Representative Fred Durhall yesterday declared his candidacy for mayor of Detroit. Representative, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Representative Durhall joined State Representative Lisa Howes. Detroit Medical Center CEO Mike Duggan and Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon are also considering runs. Current Mayor Dave Bing has not yet announced whether he plans to run for re-election.